Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Very serious developments. About 4 weeks ago, we picked up increased enemy chatter. We confirmed within 3 weeks ago that it was a White House Pentagon talking point in domestic ops illegally against the American people. Continued detailed analysis of all of this. We're breaking down this PSYOP launched by the fake conservative slash libertarian Glenn Beck, equating the founding fathers with terrorists and Ron Paul with terrorists and violence. Here is David Horowitz spewing his propaganda, claiming that the left runs the whole Ron Paul thing, basically, and the angry American population under the control of the Muslims. Here it is.
Of which there are many in this country and in our campuses. And then the Democratic Party leaders, out of a very short-sighted desire for political advantage, have defected from a war that they all supported.
Okay, there you go again. So then he links up the Founding Fathers with the Muslim extremists and now the Democrats, who were lock, stock, and barrel except for Kucinich and Gravel for the war, but all the big ones totally frothing for it. Now he puts out more disinfo. Here we go.
And have denigrated the mission of this war and fueled the, the fires.
Okay, stop there. Denigrated the mission. We were told we'd be there 6 months, it would take 6 weeks to complete the operations, and all the troops would come home, and it was going to be milk and honey and rose petals, but the actual Pentagon plan said break it in three parts, show sectarian violence, and move into Iran and Syria. So, denigrated the mission of this war. Operation Destroy America's Name Globally and Seize the Oil. Here it is.
Called disenfranchisement.
Let me take it back the other way, though, David. It's not just the left this time. It's also the right. I mean, Ron Paul supporters are also the right, and that's from people saying, you know what? Bush has really not told us the truth, not told the American people the truth on government spending, on the border, and even when it comes to the war. You didn't tell us that we are in the fight of our life. You told us to go shopping.
Well, but he did say it's going to be a long war. You're right. There's a strain of isolationism and anarchy in the American tradition, which Ron Paul is tapping into. I think it's very significant that he chose Guy Fawkes as an image.
All right, let's stop right there. You see, again, 1776, the Founding Fathers mixed in with Muslims and terrorists and all these groups. And then now he says Ron Paul's tapping into protectionism, isolationism. He's tapping into anarchy strain. Ooh, that's bad in America. And then he says, I find it significant that Ron Paul chose the 5th of November. Ron Paul didn't even know this was going on until a week before it and was asked and said, I don't know what's going to happen. They know nothing. Okay, I had to call their campaign and say, do you want to talk to Mr. Lyman and others? Okay. But see, it's all Ron Paul, see? And it was about V for Vendetta, about that movie, not about Guy Fawkes. Just like the new dates we've picked are about 1776, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
There are plenty of, unfortunately, libertarian websites which are indistinguishable from the anti-American left these days.
Yeah.
LouRockwell.com and others like that.
Stop it. Anti-American websites. Who is dismantling our borders? Who is destroying our currency? Who is destroying the deficit? I mean, who is building it up to unbelievable, gargantuan, colossal proportions? Who is going after the Bill of Rights and Constitution that is America? I mean, they have the head of intelligence czar saying there's no more Fourth Amendment publicly and get used to it. And you're appointing all these commissars in positions of power and all these dual agent foreigners, I mean, and mercenaries. I mean, this is sick. Back to him.
Totally in bed with the Islamo-fascists.
Back that up. So he just said the left-wing blogs and the libertarians are totally in bed with the Islamo-fascists. Back it up. I want people to hear that. You see? You say you don't want a war. You say you don't want trillions missing from the Pentagon. You say you don't want to give driver's license to illegal aliens. You say that you don't want to triple the size of the BATF. You say you want to live your life in peace. You say you don't want them overprinting money. You're totally in bed with the Islamo-fascists. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In other news, got a big story up on PrisonPlanet.com. State attorney admits no law makes vaccines mandatory. This is important, and we have all the state laws linked on there, but there is no law to show your friends and family how there's a hoax. A group that will lie to you and say it's the law and then be cornered and admit that it isn't the law. Are you going to trust them to put in your body what they're saying you've got to take when there's no law you do? Now, let's go back here in just a few minutes. You can go ahead and turn the computer off for a minute. We're going to go back to my whole discussion of Horowitz and the rest of this and why this is such a big deal here in just a few minutes. Before I do that, Interfood is their mainline product, this great green food that you put in orange juice or apple juice or cranberry juice in the morning, and it tastes good compared to other green foods that taste terrible. It doesn't have a bunch of speed in it, but it has none of it in it. That's one of their main products. That's why the website is enerfood.com. You go to prisonplanet.com and link through the link there, and it'll take you to their site where you get 10% off on the Alex Jones page of their site. They have a new product. They got a bunch of products, by the way. Coco Mojo, the healthy immune system boosting hot chocolate by InnerHealth Botanicals, the makers of Interfood. And it satisfies your chocolate cravings, but it's filled with just amazing ingredients. Go read more about the new product on their website, enerfood.com, or give them a call. They can answer your questions, give you a brochure, or take your order, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. They've got a whole bunch of other healthy coffee products and just you name it at Interfood. So be sure and find out what Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about. These aren't just vitamins. These are the food condensed in, you know, their original form, so you have 100% absorption. Innerfood.com or 866-762-9238 or banners on prisonplanet.com. And I forgot last hour to plug in game. You can still get it on Amazon.com. It's still in the top 25 of all DVDs and films on Amazon.com. It has gone to and stayed at number 3 on the DVD documentary film chart. That is a big deal because stores decide where they're going to place and how they're going to place from that. And I want to thank everybody for doing that. You can get it for $14 right now at prisonplanet.com and InfoWars.com by linking through to the Amazon.com subpage. Or you can get a discount on Endgame and get Loose Change Final Cut at InfoWars.com via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. We busted our hind ends. We put so much work into this. The Loose Change guys just did a masterpiece. Dylan Avery and Jason Burmis and Corey Robe, just absolutely incredible job they've done. This is a whole new film, and it deserves to be seen. It needs to be seen desperately by everyone now. And I just hope and pray that everybody out there will go to InfoWars.com and order their DVD of Loose Change Final Cut and get a discount on Endgame when they do that. Or go to LooseChangeTheFinalCut.com. That's our site where you can stream it or download it in super high quality right now. This film needs to be seen. People need to see this, and the quality when you get it off of our website, there's a big link at the top of PrisonPlanet.com, is absolutely stunning. So check it out today. You can also call toll free to get Loose Change Final Cut or Endgame from us, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, I want to back up the Horowitz thing about a minute from Lynn Beck because I've been breaking in so much, and then I'm just going to play it all the way through and then comment at the end of it. But now they get into saying that the Ron Paul supporters and the left in this country, that they are aiding al-Qaeda, that they are working with the Islamo-fascist. This is incredible slander, libel, whatever you want to call it, defamation. And we've always known they wanted to use their terror apparatus. My uncle keeps telling me that's not a word. I'm inventing it. This whole giant mechanism against the American people. And now they're creeping that in. Now it's a talking point on all these shows. That's why this is so serious. And I'm going to break down the bigger picture after we're done playing this. We'll be right back after we get done playing this. Here it is.
Have defected from a war that they all supported, and have denigrated the mission of this war and fueled the fires of what you call disenfranchisement.
Let me take it back the other way though, David. It's not just the left this time; it's also the right. I mean, Ron Paul supporters are also the right, and that's from people saying, you know what? Bush has really not told us the truth, not told the American people the truth on government spending, on the border, and even when it comes to the war, you didn't tell us that we are in the fight of our life. You told us to go shopping.
Well, but he did say it's going to be a long war. You're right. There's a strain of isolationism and anarchy in the American tradition, which Ron Paul is tapping into. I think it's very significant that he chose Guy Fawkes as an image. There are plenty of, unfortunately, libertarian websites which are indistinguishable from the anti-American left these days.
Yeah.
LouRockwell.com and others like that. They are totally in bed with the Islamo-fascists and have turned against this country.
Jonathan, right. I met you, I think a couple of weeks ago, and we had a conversation. You are as concerned about your country as we are here in America on ours. You're seeing that it's being sold out as well. That it's there's something beneath the surface that is just washing everything away.
Glenn, we have had an agreement in this country for many years now that if our allies in America go to war, that we will join you in that battle. I believe David is completely right in what he is saying, that when George Bush stood up and actually said that we were going to go to war against terrorists, and when Tony Blair stood up and said the same thing, both our countries, both our peoples and our governments were behind it, were behind those two leaders. In this country at the moment, we are now looking at a backlash where everybody is saying, oh, we've got to get out of Iraq now, and we can't look at Iran and everything like that. There's a total loss of traditional values in this country for continuing and finishing what we start.
Okay.
Once you've begun something, you've got to stop it.
Jonathan, thank you very much. David, I'd love to have you on the radio program and talk about your history with your family and what that
Absolutely.
Was. So maybe we'll line that up. Okay, where am I wrong? The Ron Paul Revolution. I think it's meant to be a catchy slogan, but I fear some of his fringe supporters are taking the word revolution too literally. Agree or disagree, you can go to CNN.com/Glenn right now and cast your vote. Coming up.
Okay, Ron Paul didn't invent the term Ron Paul, a new hope, an only hope. We did on this show. Actually, Paul Watson did. Put it out, it got picked up. Ron Paul didn't invent the Guy Fox thing. Folks on the internet did. Ron Paul did not invent Ron Paul Revolution. I don't even know who did that. That just showed up on the web and got picked up. Because the good ideas here, that's what liberty and the free market's about, the free market of ideas, whatever is the best, the catchiest, goes to the top. Like info bombs or money bombs. Who you heard talk about that? See, we're trying to avert this. Now, let me just go through this. He said that the libertarians and the Ron Paul on the left are totally in bed with Islamo-fascist. We are totally in bed. Then they go in to say, we have a tradition of fighting terrorists together. But now you see the terrorists are Iran, Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, and the American people, if they question. See, now, that keeps saying, I'm afraid they're going to do something violent. I'm afraid they're going to take this too literally. And he didn't check Horowitz, and Horowitz is very smart. Horowitz knows Ron Paul didn't come up with the V for Vendetta thing. You see, so they're clearly, and I've seen this with O'Reilly, I've seen this with Hannity, all of them have been saying for almost 4 weeks, that's when I noticed it, that it was a talking point. Remember, almost four weeks ago, I heard it on two talk shows driving to work in the morning. Glenn Beck saying I'm dangerous, another syndicated show saying Ron Paul people are terrorists, aiding Al-Qaeda. They're making their move, and they wouldn't be given these talking points unless some federal squads, some Israeli squads, some British squads, same folks that killed Dr. David Kelly, the same folks that carried out the 9/11 attacks, were not thinking about staging a bombing, blaming it on Ron Paul. Staging a bombing, bombing a federal building, and then grabbing some drugged-out patsy. Doesn't matter if it later comes out in federal documents that are being handled by the Southern Poverty Law Center. At Elohim City, it won't matter if it comes out he was a special operator sheep-dipped. That's all ignored in hindsight. There were state houses passing laws against the UN, huge revolts in 93, 94, 95. Boom, the feds bombed OKC. You see, they're making their move here, ladies and gentlemen, saying we're terrorists, saying Ron Paul's a terrorist. That's their counter. You're either with us or against us. If you don't do whatever they say and give up all your rights and all your freedoms and let them suck the pension funds in the war chest that have been built up over 50 years out of the Department of War and then the Pentagon, all gone the last, 10 years, over $500 billion every year coming up missing, accelerating, just mass stealing, mass no-bid contracts, mass mercenaries unfolding on us, mass drug war, police state, cameras everywhere, national ID cards, open martial law funding. I want this all in an article we're putting together. I want to go through all of it. I'm going to walk through it now when we get back. I mean, you just heard libertarians, conservatives, liberals, we're all in bed with the Islamo-fascists. Yeah. But I thought the CIA created Al-Qaeda. I thought Saudi Arabia is our ally. I thought they were being protected, the FBI agent said and the embassy head said. See, you're the guys actually in bed with them.
It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running, and if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
And then the Soviets picked up all their tactics and were formed by a corps of the Tsarists that worked with them. Loved to stage bombings, loved to stage events, and then they'd arrest hundreds or thousands of political dissidents and quietly work them to death in death camps and gulags. And that's why these Soviets, and they're not even communists, they're just opportunist control freaks that run the neocon apparatus. That's why they are obsessing. They're violent. They're terrorists. They're with the Islamo-fascists. They're bad. They're dangerous. They're out there. They're going to do something violent any minute. Then we have all the Republican memos. We need to put all this in one article where they say, oh, we really need a terror attack. One needs to happen soon. It really helps us. And then they start publicly saying, you just wait. There'll be an attack next year. It's now next year. There's going to be one. You'll see. And then you're going to love us. And we're going to say you didn't let us protect you from the terrorists. Remember, I said that years ago before they even said that. I know their mind. And then you look at the John Warner Defense Authorization Act funding. It says for insurrection or rebellion by the American people, funded martial law, and then Bush taking continuity of government away from Congress, Endgame covers that, giving it to the United Nations, publicly announcing it, now trying to pass the law, the Sea Treaty, which gives you in control to our seaports and our waters, all these foreign companies buying everything up while the dollar's low, all of our main companies leaving the country. Then you add to that 180,000 mercenaries, large contingent being Blackwater, and that's just the full-time contractors, not subcontractors. There's another 100-plus thousand of them. Now they say they're going to be coming home, many of them, and that they're going to be fighting the drug war and aiding police and doing all of this and recruiting more out of the military with Merc armies domestically. And then you find out the military's been recruiting heavily. We told you this 7-8 years ago. Now it's mainstream news out of aggravated felons. And illegal aliens, and talk of illegal aliens being made police, Associated Press. This stuff is all so textbook bad. I mean, I've never seen any dictator or any corrupt system that did it all. They're following down a checklist of the Soviets, the Chinese communists, the Nazis, the Stasi. Just, I've never seen anything like this in my life. They are, and cameras on every street corner, and microphones. And doubling the police, and now they're trying to double them again from 300,000 12 years ago now to 1.5 million, trying to go to 3 million. Billboards everywhere, hiring cops, checkpoints, telling kids to tattle on their parents, telling people you got to show up and take shots when there's no law. Just wild corruption and announcing they're going to pass all these carbon taxes and regulate how big your house is or have social workers come by for the environment when you want to add on to your home in England and the U.S. I mean, they're making every move. Supreme Court to hear on a handgun ban case, and looks like they'll rule against Second Amendment. The feds, 20-plus states passed laws legalizing, decriminalizing marijuana. The feds say states can't do that. Total federal control. Attack on the 10th Amendment. And we have Horowitz and Beck and all of them lying about Ron Paul and saying that we are in bed with the Islamo-fascist. Meanwhile, all these big liberal blogs, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com, have announced in the last week that they, quote, have declared war on Ron Paul and are teaming up with Red State. The Republicans call their big site Red State, but that was a Soviet commissariat term. See, it's all real sick jokes with these people. You judge a tree by its fruits. Look at what the Republicans have done. Look at how they work hand in glove with the Democrats. Look at all the things they're doing right now. There's a great story up on truthnews.us about all this by Kurt Nemo, and this is just part one. I'm going to ask him to do more stories on this today and tomorrow, and to please go over my analysis, add all his info in, Paul Watson at Prison Planet, Aaron's out there. I mean, I guess the new term will be liberty fascist. I mean, they'll probably come up with that. But most insidious was how they continued. Did you hear them? They continued to leak. The Founding Fathers, four separate times in 1776 as a problem, and then linking them to Islamo-fascist and terrorism. That is the standard FEMA training manual for police. It's been published. It's been in the news. Gun owners, land rights activists, all listed as terrorists. This has all come out in mainstream news. See, they tell us it's a war against terror. Then they put the terrorist definition on everything. On liberty, on freedom, on free speech, on political activism, on our presidential race. It's our right to say who we want for president. It's all our right to support Dr. Paul. Paul's office needs to respond to this immediately. This is a huge, huge deal. Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
In closing, the neocons are scripting in unison to equate liberty and freedom of the founding fathers with Islamofascism and terrorism. They are openly using the terror card that their masters implemented to now claim it's terrorism to disagree with them and to engage in the First Amendment. They're also implying that we are violent and are going to stage terror attacks and need to be dealt with. It is absolutely incredible. They are now trying to censor and ban Ron Paul bulletins on MySpace, on Red State, on Wonkit, on all these liberal sites. That's why you've got to go to prisonplanet.com. They can't stop you emailing your whole email list. They can't stop you at least posting on your main page of MySpace. They can't stop you from going all over Dig and posting this stuff. They can't stop you from calling into talk radio. They can't stop you from calling into Beck and sneaking in on there and exposing him as a minion. They can't. I mean, that Mark Levin guy has openly got on air and said, call Ron Paul's office and jam his phones. They've openly gotten on air and said, stop these people. They're the ones saying that we're dangerous terrorists. That could lead somebody to do something violent to us. We're winning the fight in the info war for the hearts and minds of the American people against these people who want to overthrow the Republic and set up their North American Union. People know they're lying now that the North American Union does exist. They know they're lying now about all their treason. Again, they've never had approval ratings anywhere near this low. Both parties, they're bemoaning that people don't trust them and don't like them. So what do? They burrow deeper into their activities. I'm telling them, I'm telling the globalists, I'm telling their bosses, do not dare stage terror attacks in patriots' names. People are wise to you. Stop it. How dare Glenn Beck get on the radio and say, I, by name, am dangerous, that I could do something dangerous. I'm here trying to stop violence. You're the ones in Republican memos that crave it. Do you understand, folks? From PNAC to new documents, they keep saying they need it in their own internal documents. Then they spout off, you know, that writer for the Philadelphia News came out, big neocon, and said, oh, 9/11 was great, we need another one. You got Santorum saying, just wait, an attack's coming, and then you'll see. Yeah, we see the motive. We see how sick you are. You expect us just to sit here and take it? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to call in to the show. Now, I'm going to move quickly through your calls, and I got a bunch of the news I haven't hit. But listen, I mean, I want to warn people that the vaccines are not the law and that it's all a fraud. Now, here is the state's attorney pushing all this, admitting he doesn't vaccinate his own children for what they're trying to force on these people and that there is no law. We got a fella who's going down there with a camera. We need more people to go down there this Saturday where they're going to have 1,600 children and over 1,000 of their parents. So thousands of them, I don't know, two parents, two children, 1,600 times two. That's 3,200. People. They're at this thing, and that judge better say, there's no law yet to take this. We apologize we kicked you out of school. They trigger the event to kick you out. They falsely expel you for no reason, lie to you and say you've got to take it, which all these schools do, and say it's the law, and then don't tell you there's a waiver. You've got to be there. You've got to make sure that happens. We got a story. State attorney admits no law makes vaccines mandatory. It's on prisonplanet.com. It's the second story down in the breaking news section. Above that, neolibs and neocons gang up on Ron Paul supporters. Republicans and Democrats circling the war against the American people on blanket amnesty and total capitulation, on the war, on gun control, circling the wagons against us. You've only got 11% of the people fooled still. And now they circle the wagons, the big liberal sites and the big Republican sites circle the wagons and declare war. That's their quote on Ron Paul. And that's war on grassroots and populism and the Constitution and us. Get that story out to people. Go nuts. Email it to everyone. Get aggressive. Print copies out. Give them to your workers in your office. Point this out. Point out that there's no law. I'm so sick of my own listeners going, Alex, is there really not a law I got to take it? Because they tell me my daughter's got to. Or they tell me my son's got to. Is there really not a law? We have a link in this story to all 50 states' waivers. And that's a waiver to a law that doesn't even exist. That creates a process of the illusion of it being a law. There is no law. They're trying to set the precedent. They've got camps ready and forced inoculation centers ready. They've recruited 26,000 preachers. First it was 13,000. Now they've doubled it. That's been on the news for forced inoculations and forced roundups. In fact, people don't believe me. Pull that newscast up 1 year after we broke it here with the internal FEMA documents. They even came and threatened the preacher that released them. Dig that up. I want people to hear this before the show ends. This is an emergency. This is a military, pharmaceutical, industrial complex that literally treats us like lab rats and is telling us they can put in us what they want when they want. And if you think they'll lie to you about vaccines and the rest of it, what about the water? Except to put in the water. It's all of it, ladies and gentlemen. Elizabeth in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I run a couple of fan sites for Ron Paul, one of which accused me of being a spam website, but that's another story. The reason I'm calling is because the powers that be are obviously planning to use H.R. 1955 to criminalize Ron Paul supporters.
That's the big point. I didn't add my whole rant. Go ahead.
Okay, almost every patriot I've encountered has acted as if H.R. 1955 has been signed into law. I want to get the message out that it has not been passed in the Senate, where it is called S-1959.
That's right. It's only passed the House.
It has not been signed into law, and we can still defeat it. And every patriot encounters act as if it's already been signed into law. And I'm trying to tell people, call the Senate.
Look, I don't have enough writers. I've been telling Paul and them to do another story on this.
Hey,
we did one last week.
For you.
You write it. You send it to Aaron at InfoWars.com. Two A's. He'll get it up on Jones Report. We'll put it everywhere else up.
Thank you.
But listen, let me just add something. See, there's so many points I didn't even add that. They are actually passed out of the House in the Senate to create a board that decides what speech isn't, quote, violent or terroristic, but what could lead to anger someone to do it. And we said, oh, watch, it'll be 9/11 truth. And then they had a presentation last Friday at the Homeland Security Intelligence Information Sharing and Terrorism Risk Assessment, which is going in to the Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, and they did list architects and engineers for 9/11 truth in between Al-Qaeda. Again, this is the talking point that they're all putting out on radio and TV in Congress. They're literally trying to set up a political police like they had in Russia and Germany that literally go after you for your speech. Instead of being cowed by this, we've got to get 10 times more aggressive and say, see who these people are, see what they're doing, see what they're trying. Look, this isn't Germany where Hitler was popular. They are not popular. People know who they are now. The truth is out, and they're in a lot of trouble. But their hubris is so great, they just move forward, Elizabeth.
Alex.
Go ahead, Elizabeth. What?
Oh, I said, God bless you, Alex.
Well, listen, again, I keep forgetting that bill number. What's the Senate bill number that we should shoot down?
S-1959.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I've got it here. Listen, folks, but even if they pass that, it's criminal. It's unconstitutional. But again, they're saying no more Fourth Amendment. No more. I mean, it's all happening. Thank you, Elizabeth. Yeah, I see people in the dig comments that are eloquent, intelligent writers every day that are smarter than I am. Why don't you write us articles and send them to us? And if they're good, we'll scan them, we'll post them. You know, we'll check them for accuracy. We just can't do it all. We're small. We only have power because of you. You have power because of us. We are together in all of this. Jeff in Detroit, Michigan, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Have you heard what happened to the Liberty Dollar this morning?
Yes, we covered it in the first hour, and it is confirmed. It is true.
Oh, that's terrible. I just got an email today. All the Ron Paul dollars. I mean, how can they do that? It's not against the law.
They've been to court before. It's admitted. There's hundreds of mints that issue coins and issue certificates, and they just hate Ron Paul. I mean, think about this. Illegal aliens are legal in all 50 states by fiat. They're giving them driver's license. They can commit all the murders they want, get any new fake ID they want, get on welfare, but then citizens are constantly getting in trouble. They arrest you for using government-issued silver dollars or $2 bills. That's what I mean. You didn't hear about the case with the $2 bills at the Best Buy, and they arrested him saying it was counterfeit?
Oh, yeah. I tell people about that all the time when I pass my $2 bills.
You just can't help them. They just had their minds destroyed. They were set in front of television the last 40 years in their diapers to crap themselves. Excuse me. That's just how it is. To sit there and watch TV and eat popsicles filled with all the poison and red dye and the high fructose corn syrup, and they just have no brains. There's just a huge sea of mindless idiots serving the New World Order, and there's a huge sea of awake people, and they're telling the mindless idiots that we're terrorists now.
What does this raid mean? I mean, are they stepping things up? I mean, obviously they're stepping things up all over the place, but I mean, to raid the Liberty Dollar that's got $20 million in circulation. Is it just about Ron Paul? Or?
Well, they're getting scared of competition with other currencies, and you've always been allowed to issue your own currency that if people want to barter and exchange it amongst themselves. Counterfeit would be to issue fake Federal Reserve notes that look like the money issued by the private Federal Reserve. But you're allowed to have a Barnes & Noble's discount card or buy somebody a gift certificate. That's all these are.
We all know this. The FBI should know it, too. What's
they
their
know
problem?
It, sir. Listen, I appreciate your call. Why do you think in the 20s DuPont and Dow Chemical got hemp banned? There's dozens, and it's like 25 or something different varieties of hemp. Only one has THC in it. It was better than cotton. It made better oil. It made better than polyester. and different types of clothes. It was popular. You could grow it anywhere. And so they just said, it's devil weed, it makes you high, and they banned it all. It's the monopoly men. They shut down shrimp farms outside Austin because they want to make it in the third world where it's cheaper. So big corporations came in and had regulators come after the shrimp farms doing it environmentally here. It's about shutting down our industry. It's about shutting down things. It's about control. Daryl in Texas, you're on the air. Hello, Daryl. Daniel, go ahead.
Hey, I was calling in about the Liberty Dollar, too. That is insane.
We got the story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And that's important.
Okay.
That's important, but the story about state attorney admits no law makes vaccines mandatory, that's what needs to go viral.
Yeah. Man, it's sad.
Anything else, sir?
That'll be it. God bless, and make sure everybody reads their Bible.
Absolutely. Folks, tyranny is about powerful men being able to have their way with your companies, your businesses, your families. It's they want to dominate with monopolies. They have to bring down our free market in our country for the New World Order to rise. That's stated. David Rockefeller, in his own best-selling autobiography published 4 years ago, says that he's proud of the fact he wants to destroy U.S. sovereignty. And then they sit there and call us traitors because we're in a last-ditch effort to defend this nation. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
I just want to encourage everyone to pick up the phone, call Fox News in New York, call CNN in New York, and demand to see the evidence. Demand it. Fox News, New York, 888-369-4762. Once again, Fox News, New York, 888-369-4762. CNN, New York. This is not toll-free. 212-275-7800. Once again, 212-275-7800.
And you tell them, how dare you say that we are in, quote, bed with the Islamofascists, that Ron Paul, liberals and, quote, conservatives, are in bed with Islamofascists. How dare them on air endanger us, because there are a lot of kooks out there, and say we're with Al-Qaeda. How dare them say we're going to do something dangerous? How dare them? It's time to get serious, folks.
They're finally tipping their hand. I think last time I talked to you, I reminded you that Glenn Beck's going on a road. He's going to do 10 cities in like 15 days, starting the beginning of December. You can find it information on his Weasley website. We're not going to promote it here.
Well, they want to bully us. They want to get in our faces. They want to cow us to shut up so they can roll over what's left of this country, implode it, and bring us into the NAU and legalize all the illegals. They'll tell you they're against the illegals while pushing for the actual bills that do it. And look, this is off the charts, and we cannot put up with them equating the founding fathers, as they did, with terrorists. Did you hear that part?
Yes, I did. We are going to fight them with every drop of blood we have to our very last breath.
Well, they're scared now. They know we have the initiative. They know they can't stop us. They know if they kill me or set me up, it'll only make the message that much more powerful. Same thing with Ron Paul. So they're just going to say we're Al-Qaeda. You said that about the wrong people. We're here exposing that the New World Order is behind Al-Qaeda. Even Robert Baer, one of the most famous CIA field commanders, has now said all the evidence points towards inside job. The former CIA section chief of Europe, the key station, Bill Christensen, over a year ago on this show, and it's in Terror Storm Special Edition, went public and said it's a total inside job. All these people, Dallas Cowboys are going public, George Carlin going public, Martin Sheen going public, all these other actors, all these other people, all these engineers, all these physicists. Jigs up! Jigs up!
It is up. If you ever watch Cops, you'll see whenever they catch someone red-handed, oh, I didn't do it. Or did you ever catch your kid with his hand in the cookie jar? Were you sneaking a cookie? No. I mean, it's so obvious.
But they're so arrogant. I appreciate your call. They have official Republican memos, and then Republican governors and Republican party chairs come out and say, we need more terror attacks. They really help us. And boy, one's coming, and then you're all going to shut up. They're gearing up for martial law. They're going to try it. And they need to know they're not going to get away with it. All right? Now, they can launch martial law, but that'll be their undoing. These people are psychopaths, though. They're so bored, they just love it. Did you ever find the newscast about how they're recruiting the preachers to put us in FEMA camps? How long is it? We're going to come back and play it in the final segment and take a few other calls. Because I don't want to just, I mean, the news says mercury is good for your brain now. They say lead paint is good for the economy. Lead toys are good. They actually say poison is good. You can't. But I got to play those clips every time I say it because you won't believe it. They're telling us poison's good. They're telling us we got to take shots when there's no law, and they're saying it's the law. They're just lying, 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 lying. And the people running this are deadly dangerous, folks. They killed 3,000 of us just like that. You don't think for a minute, I don't know just how deadly serious this is. Can you imagine being Alex Jones? Can you imagine being at the tip of the spear? Can you imagine the feelings I feel every day? I'm on a battlefield, folks, and I realize that. I realize I'm on the very front line of this thing. I've committed to this for you. You are not in danger. You're only in danger of not taking action. But the leaders of this are in danger. Pray for me. I need your prayers, folks. Believe me, the enemy has openly said on national TV and radio that I am a ringleader, that I am an evil demon, that I am Al-Qaeda, because I've exposed their horrible attacks. Somebody had to do it. And I have committed to this. I am tired of them killing us. What do they expect me to do? I have to fight them. I have to expose these murderers.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections, and ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. NSKSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms.
But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's go out there and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at eight different
camps. All right. So it's us against them, the needs of the government versus the needs of the people. See, the government's separate now, our boss, our ruler, our master. And Hitler said, Romans 13, follow me, I'm the government, totally distorted. And there they are getting you ready for martial law. Now, they've got 26,000 preachers now in place telling you, accept martial law, it's coming, just submit during the emergency. And we have the FEMA documents. It's to break your family up, airlift men out to certain camps, take the women, take your children. They do plan to take your children. I've been to the drills. And they do plan to take your firearms. And, of course, they say submit until it's over. It won't ever be over. And this is it. This is commissars running around arresting whoever they want, a literal reign of hell. After the neocons nuke a city, or after Hillary does, or after they release some bioweapon. Again, governments attacking themselves is the oldest trick in the book. That's what V for Vendetta covers. You know, where the government attacks itself with a bioweapon to set up martial law and then never relinquishes control. These are powerful people, and from their wicked perspective, they'd be crazy not to go for this. I have risked my life and everything to warn you about this. I have explained it, I have documented, I have covered it, I've had all the experts on. And they've clearly got their attack pattern going to move with this. We need to get the word out on this now. This is one of the most important broadcasts I've ever done. It's going to restart in just a few minutes. If you're listening on the internet at InfoWars.com, and you missed any of the first or second hour where I went through all this and a lot more on what happened to the Liberty Dollar, you can simply tune in just a few minutes when the show ends at InfoWars.com. It restreams. A lot of stations re-air the show. We're very thankful for those AM and FM affiliates. On shortwave, it'll re-air tonight, 9 to midnight central on WWCR, as well as the Star Guide radio satellite and other systems. Please subscribe to our free podcast. Please tell your friends and family about it. That's how we get the word out. And while you still can, get Endgame and get Loose Change Final Cut. And underground, get this out to everybody at your level at the grassroots. And defend Ron Paul from these charges of Al-Qaeda. And again, the people pushing this, they work for the folks that are Al-Qaeda. And how dare them call us Al-Qaeda and say, with us or against us, submit to us or the terrorists will get you. It's clear who has the motive. It's clear who did this. The New World Order. So get Endgame and get Loose Change Final Cut right now at InfoWars.com, or see them both online, links at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so you can do that. Retransmission starts in 70 seconds in defense of the Republic. God bless you all. Tell everybody to tune in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.